Are you ready for something a bit random? Yes, this is still the Organist Encores, and it's still me, Damon Cox. I haven't changed my identity just yet. But this week's show, we're going to be featuring some random tracks. Now, that's not to say that there's anything random about the music. In fact, everything is almost perfectly normal as far as theatre organ is concerned. But it's merely just an assortment of tracks which, at the moment, have been hot on the mind for various reasons. We start off with a march in typical theatre organ fashion anyway, but one which I've only ever heard recorded once, and believe you me, it sounds like a real finger buster. Here is Chris McPhee at the Orion Centre Sydney Wurlitzer with March of the Cards. The Orion Centre certainly has some fine acoustics, and the organ really, really punches out in that hall, and much credit to John Parker for all of his work at that stage with the instrument, and of course to master musician Chris McPhee for getting the best out of the instrument. Now, when Chris was over here, he played a tune which I really enjoy called Memory Lane. And in fact, whilst having some friends over, notably Cameron Lloyd, the other day at home, Chris recorded that track for me on the Standart, and we were all gathered round listening to it, all agreeing how nice it was. And Cameron says, "Oh, Memory Lane, Reginald Dixon recorded that." And so I went on the hunt for it and found it. So here is Mr. Dixon at the Tower with Memory Lane combined for Tea for Two.
Thank you.
Or should that be 240, Reginald Dixon? And those 1968 recordings made by Reader's Digest, there was this album and the Christmas album, certainly bring out the clarity in the Tower organ like none other recording has done since. At least, that's just my opinion anyway. Now, 2 weeks ago, if you were listening, John Leeming played an excellent track of Brett Valiant playing Little White Lies from the ATOS convention. And in fact, John wrote to me saying we should probably work out who's going to play what from that CD. And in typical fashion, I never got back to him, but had annoyingly planned to play that track until he played it first. Oh well, you win some, you lose some. So, second best, still featuring that instrument, is the man who made it famous all those years ago, John Tseng, with Girl Talk. Percussion on a theatre organ to die for, John Tseng's Girl Talk at Mundelein, and excellent sounds indeed. I'm always still pleasantly surprised how many organists these days exclaim that they can't play a small organ. And whenever they do, I always feel like directing them to the wonderful double CD produced in the late 90s featuring George Wright at the Rialto South Pasadena. This small yet very exciting instrument was one of those back-of-the-mind inspirations when I was setting up things at home, and George's performances live on this instrument never, ever fail to enthrall. And here is his exciting arrangement of Night Ride. Thank you. just two manuals, and at some point it went up to 14 ranks, but even so, it was still a comparatively small instrument to some of those big Fox instruments, and George Wright certainly knew how to get the best out of Pasadena. And certainly, it sounds like he's having a whale of a time there. Now, from George Wright to Len Rawl. And of course, Len Rawl was very much inspired by George's playing. And Len is still very much hot on my mind. And I very much enjoy listening to his work and how much it changed and evolved over the years. So here is one of his earlier tracks from his first Shimmering Splendor LP, Just Loving You. Loving You. Well, I'm certainly loving that track by Len Rawl at his home, Mighty Wurlitzer in Tonawanda, Chorleywood. Now time to go up to another Wurlitzer of equally fine standards at the new Victoria Centre, Howden Le Weir. Michael Waldridge is at the console with a CD that he entitled The Songs of Sinatra. And this is a medley of two, nice and easy, and too marvellous for words, which is an excellent phrase to describe this track. Thank you. Michael Waldridge doing, in my opinion, what he does best, that sort of jazzy, big band, wonderful stylings, and certainly putting the Haddon Weir organ through its paces there. Now, we've already had one track from the Tower Ballroom, but because I'm a fan of the Blackpool sound and specifically the Tower organ, we're going to have another one, but this time perhaps not in so typical Blackpool style. But this time, Nigel Ogden is at the keys with two serenades, the Italian Serenade and Serenade in the Night.
Thank you.
you feeling suitably serenaded after that? I know I certainly am, with Nigel Ogden at the keys of the world-famous Tower Ballroom Blackpool Wurlitzer. Now, this being a selection of random favourites, it's no surprise that our old friend Bill Vlasic makes an appearance. Here he is, taking us on a sentimental journey. Where to, I wonder? Oh, to turn back time and take myself on a journey over there. Might not be sentimental, but I'd love to be there at the Paramount Music Palace Pizza Restaurant in Indianapolis many years ago when Bill Vlasic was playing live to the crowds. It must have been spectacular. But, oh well, the joys of being too young, I suppose. And talking of sentimental journeys, we're bringing this little journey to a close after we've heard our final track. And this time, it features Phil Kelsall. Not at the Tower this time. In fact, Phil has made over the years two additional CDs, full-length CDs, recorded not at the Tower. One at the Assembly Hall, Worthing, and the one that we're going to hear a track from tonight at the Butter Market in Shrewsbury, back when the organ was its original eight ranks. And here he is to round things off in lively, typical Blackpool thrashing stylings with Opus 1, and it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. We'll be right back. certainly had some swing, so I suppose it does mean a thing. Phil Kelsall ending this week's show at Live at the Butter Market. And that's your lot from this random show. Robert Hope Jones will be back at the microphone next week. Until then, enjoy your time and look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks' time. So from me, Damon Cox, bye for now.